so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every Wednesday night. We boogie back to Texas with music from Texas musicians right here in the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for tuning in. A good friend of mine since college, Harry Zell from Boise, is a jazz fan, and he and his wife, Peg, have come to Jazz Alley from Boise more than once to see jazz, so I thought I'd put together a little jazzy show in his honor this week. It's been a stretch for me, but I think a fun stretch, because like many genres of music, categorization is in the eyes of the categorizer. So just a word, I've done a few shows on the blues, and tonight's show will not address the blues. Steve Miller said in an article in The New Yorker that all jazz comes from the blues, but jazz guys don't adverb play the blues. I thought we'd start out in the 1930s, 1940s with some big band, and what better way to start than Harry James and Take the A Train. That was Eddie Durham with Moton Swing from the album Archive of American Popular Music, 1934 through 1945. Eddie was born in San Marcos, Texas. So he's probably best known for his pioneering use of the electric guitar in jazz, and we're going to hear another one of those at the end of the show. In addition to being a guitarist and a trombonist, he was a composer and arranger for the orchestras of Benny Moten and Jimmy Lunsford and Count Basie. Before Eddie Durham, we heard Harry James' version of Take the A-Train. That song, of course, was composed by Billy Strayhorn and first introduced by Duke Ellington, and in fact, Duke made it his theme song. Although virtually every band and jazz musician of the time, and recently too, has played that song. Harry's the son of a circus band leader and a bareback rider. He was born in Georgia, but his family settled in Beaumont, Texas, near the border with Louisiana. He played trumpet in Benny Goodman's band, orchestra, and then, with backing from Benny, he formed his own band. You are listening to a jazzy Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening. So we just heard some big band style horns, and we're going to switch to another type of horn, the saxophone. And we're going to hear something from the late 50s. This is the first of a couple of excerpts of songs in tonight's show, just because jazz tunes tend to be a little bit long, and I wanted to cover some more artists. So here is Dewey Redman with an excerpt from his song, Thren. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was Ornette Coleman, excuse me, in the song Lonely Woman from the album The Shape of Jazz to Come, released in 1959. He was joined by Don Cherry on trumpet, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And that album was identified as one of the top 20 essential albums of free jazz, and Ornette Coleman was one of the major innovators of the free jazz movement in the 60s. And before that, we heard Dewey Redman with an excerpt of his song, Thren. That excerpt was from a live performance in Germany about 2 months before he died in 2006. Dewey was born in Fort Worth and attended I.M. Terrell High School and played in the school band. Now, I point that out because in the same school band were Ornette Coleman, whom we just heard, Prince Lasha, and Charles Moffett, all highly accomplished jazz musicians. And Dewey and Ornette played together an awful lot. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. We are spinning some tunes by Texas jazz musicians. And man, I'm learning a lot with this show. Thanks, Harry Zell, for inspiring that, I guess. Well, let's switch gears again. And this is jazz, after all, and that's kind of what we do. And we're going to go to some interesting rhythms. And we're going to lead off with a collaboration among Robert Glasper, Miles Davis, and Texan Eric Abadu. And here they are with Maisha.
Okay, we're live in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Thank you. here again and live the way we did back then. We'd walk along your hand in mine and dream the night away. Then we could love so tenderly if you could be with me. Although you live so far from here, I wish somehow that you were near, where I would see you every day and fall in love again. There's so much more for us to see if you could be with me. When you had gone away, I could pretend, but now I know that I can't live without you. If there's a time you change your mind and come back to my arms, then we could love so tenderly if you could be with me.
Lucky Strikes with If You Could Be With Me. That came from their 1998 album, Song and Dance. They're from Austin. They're made up of Craig Marshall on guitar and vocals, Mylon Moorman on trumpet, Brian Copeland on bass, and Freddie Mendoza on trombone. They're formed in 1993, I think it was, but they reached mainstream success in the late 90s when the whole swing revival thing kicked in. They're still recording and still touring. Before the Lucky Strikes, we heard quite a combo with Texans Robert Glasper from Houston on piano, Erica Badu from Dallas on vocals, joined by Miles Davis on trumpet, and the short version of the song Maisha, which means so long. And Erica Badu has been called the queen of neo-soul. Her first studio album went platinum, and her first live album did the same. Robert Glasper, really interesting guy. His mom sang jazz and blues professionally, and she was musical director for a Baptist church. So he went with her to all the clubs when she sang, and he performed during church services at three different churches. Check this out. Baptist Church, Catholic Church, and Seventh-day Adventist Church. And it's no wonder he evolved into a great jazz musician with all those different mixes going on. We're jazzing out here on the Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we're pulling out some jazz musicians from Texas to play for all y'all. We heard some piano from Robert Glasper in that last set, so I guess we should probably hear some more, especially because this is show number 88 of Boogie Back to Texas, and a piano, of course, has 88 keys. So we're going to jump in the Wayback Machine, Mr. Peabody, to 1899 and hear from the Maple Leaf Ragtime Band and composer Scott Joplin and the Maple Leaf Rag. Thank you. Yeah, Marcia Ball, born in Orange, Texas, now out of Austin, Texas, with Red Beans from her 1994 album Blue House. She's quite the piano player and really a blast to watch. As I've said before, she's over 6 feet tall, crosses one leg over the other, and that leg is bouncing in time with the music all the time. Her eclectic piano style includes a little zydeco, a little swamp blues, a little boogie-woogie. She can do it all. She's really good. And on saxophone, I believe, was Kaz Kazmoff. I'm not sure, but given that the album was recorded in 1994, Kaz was playing sax with her at that point, so that's probably who you heard there. Before Marcia, we heard the classic Ragtime with Scott Joplin and Maple Leaf Rag. It's one of the most famous of all the Ragtime pieces, and he was born in the Northeast Texas, and he grew up in Texarkana. I talk about Scott Joplin, of course. He eventually moved to Missouri, and he tragically died from dementia as a result of syphilis at age 48, and Ragtime music died about the same time. Then it was revived in the early 1970s with an album by Joshua Rifkin, and then, of course, the movie The Sting featured several of his compositions. Pretty nice movie as well, one of my favorites. Let's do one more piano-based tune, and this one from the late 40s, early 50s, Kenny Durham and Just Friends. Kenny Durham and his piano work on Just Friends, that came from his Osmosis album He also was a great trumpeter. He played in big bands of Lionel Hampton, Billy Eckstine, Dizzy Gillespie, and more. Kenny was born in Fairfield, Texas. Interesting guy, quite a musician. We are all over the jazz chart thus far on Boogie Back to Texas. With a little ragtime, a little neo-soul, a little free jazz, some big band, and a lot of finger-snapping going on. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host, with the first entire Boogie Back dedicated to jazz. And thanks for tuning in. And apologies to John Midgley and the jazz guy. Well, we haven't heard anything yet that is kind of Dixieland-inspired, but let's fix that right now. We're going to hear from Jim McCollum. Jim McCollum and the jazz band, and a song called Shake That Thing. that was Asleep at the Wheel. That's right, the same group that opens this show every single Wednesday night. Asleep at the Wheel with Hightower from their kind of eclectic album, The Wheel Keeps on Rolling, from 1995. And that was 25 years after they started the band in Paw Paw, West Virginia. And in this album, they try to show that they've played a wide and far-ranging repertoire of music, including Hightower, which is kind of a Western bebop, and also featured Bella Fleck on guitar and Johnny Gimble, of course, on fiddle, and probably Ray Benson on some of that guitar in there anyway. Before Sleep at the Wheel, we heard Jim Cullum Jazz Band with Shake That Thing, and that came from the Chasing the Blues album. They had a national weekly radio show called Riverwalk Jazz, and the band performed live at the Landing Jazz Club on the San Antonio Riverwalk from 1981 through 2011. And I'm sure I heard them on one of the many times I strolled along and got lost on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. We're going to go out the door of Boogie Back to Texas with some really outstanding jazz guitar. We're going to lead off with a cat named Eric Johnson, which you've heard before, whom you've heard before on this radio show, but you haven't heard this side of him. And here he is with his song, East West. Eric Johnson and East West from Via Musicom. We're going to close it out with Charlie Christian, who was a pioneer on electric jazz guitar, and he did a whole lot to popularize it both in jazz and outside. He played with Benny Goodman's Sixth Sextet and Orchestra, and many credit him as being a founding father of bebop. In this performance recorded live at Minton's in New York in May of 1941. You're also going to hear Joe Guy on trumpet, Kenny Kiersey on piano, and Kenny Clark on drums. Thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas. We'll see you next week. Thank you. You are listening to Kenny Easley on Kiersey on piano, Kenny Clark on drums, Joe Guy on trumpet, and Charlie Christian on guitar on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening.